International.
Why should we care? Why should we care?
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Why Should We Care, the podcast where me and my roommate AJ bring somebody on and basically force them to educate us. Yeah. And we decide if we care or not. I'm joined, of course, by my roommate and my companion for life, AJ Henderson.
Salutations.
Guys, we have a hot one for you here today. Before we get into it, of course, it's going to be so delicious, guys.
You're going to love it.
You're going to want to eat your computer or phone or whatever you're listening to.
Because of how tasty we're going to make this sound.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Guys, a couple updates. We're going to get right into our, we're going to get into our guest here soon, like inside of him.
We're going to be in it.
But before we do that, first of all, we want to, of course, thank all of our listeners and subscribers, as always.
Yeah, we love you guys.
All right, and I wouldn't say I love them, but you know,
I mean,
once I start making some scratch off this, I'll love them.
Love doesn't love work that way. Yeah, can't have conditions, man.
Well, that's because I'm sitting here talking to a rich man who's never had to worry about the struggles.
Oh, I worry about the struggles, love doesn't have. This is for a different episode.
No, I mean let it rip.
Love doesn't have conditions. It doesn't have like a dollar sign attached to it. You just love what you love, and I love doing this, and I hope that the people who listen love listening to it. You know,
is this why people like you better than me on this podcast?
Because I speak
all
from
this
the heart,
kind of
man.
Baloney that you speak.
They love the baloney.
Did you get this from one of these books that you say you're reading?
Nah, this came from the heart.
Well, that's crazy. All right, well, we'll make sure to go back and edit all that out. Okay, so first of all, Twitter update, guys. Mm-hmm. As you know, last week we had 61. I'm very excited to announce no drop off, but we did go up one. We have 62 followers.
So that's working out for us.
Yeah. So of course, just message us. Let us know if you want your 60 free T-shirts. Nobody has taken us up on that offer, but we do have them waiting in a box.
That's 60 free T-shirts.
I mean, yeah, I think they're just our producer Ethan's old T-shirts. So. So we have the 62. We want to welcome the WIF podcast. They're the ones who followed us.
Thanks,
we're
guys.
Not going to follow you back, but we definitely do appreciate it.
we had a meeting before the show started and said we would not do that. We both agreed to it.
Yeah. And last week we had a brief discussion. AJ said he was going to get the ball rolling on an idea he had where he was going to get a shoebox and put a bunch of crazy ideas, and every week we'd pull one out. Last week he did not provide the box after I said, you're right. Idea, you make it happen. He said, "All right, I'll do it next week." So here we are, a week later. AJ, do you have the shoebox on you? Did you get that?
I do
going?
Not have the shoebox on me, but I did start like putting out feelers for like that idea.
Sounds like
Whereas
bullshit. To
the
me.
Bar that I drink at before I come here and do the show, I started asking people, "What do they care about?"
See, none of this matters though because it's not here. And you said it'd be here. You know where the shoebox is?
It's in your car.
It's still in my car.
Yeah,
I had a feeling that was going to happen last week.
I'll take it out today.
When we left, someone gave us a shoebox, and AJ. Put it in my backseat. I was like, I know that shit's gonna stay back there forever.
Here's the thing. What do you know about exoplanets?
I don't know.
That was the idea that I was given.
It would have meant a lot more if it was on a note in a shoebox and was pulled out of it.
We'll say what you think about it.
I don't know anything about it, but you know.
Yeah, you haven't heard that NASA just discovered habitable.
Oh, I saw a couple people on Facebook shared that shit.
Habitable? That's not a word.
Habitable?
Habitual.
Anyway, we can live on them.
Yeah, I saw that, but that doesn't count. I mean, that's just some shit that was all over Facebook.
It's something that a guy said to me that would be good to put in a shoebox.
But you didn't. Is the shoebox going to be here next week?
Sure.
All right, AJ's shoebox of mystery will be making its...
I can't predict the future.
It might not be making its debut. I'm willing to bet it's not. All right, on to the next topic. The Lizard Man. I know we've been talking about it for a few weeks now.
Yeah.
Dying to get the Lizard Man, Eric Sprague, on the podcast.
Right.
I'm telling you, it's taken me a while because I'm pinning the perfect... this is like my shoebox, really. I'm pinning the perfect offer to him just to get him on the podcast.
Right.
I'm willing to compromise. I'm going to say, hey, you could talk about your 19th century expressionist art, whatever, mumbo jumbo.
Yeah.
But you got to also talk about being a lizard and a man.
Right.
We got to get our listeners.
What's that like in Trump's America?
Yeah. And yeah, no, it was like, man, I was thinking like, man, it'd be cool if he was just on here, like his stand up. He's just like, yeah, you know, I was just like stepped out of my house the other day and my neighbor was looking at me and his jaw was dropped. And I was like, what the fuck? And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm a lizard man. I was just like, what his shit is about. And I'm like,
so there I was beaching myself on a rock, catching the rays from the sun. Because as you know, lizards are cold blooded.
But I'm also a guy. So what am I doing?
So I'd ask myself that.
But yeah, I'm sure if he hears this, he'll definitely be eager to get on here.
Yeah, right.
But all right. So I'm going to try to get him on. I'm going to, between this week and next week, my promise to our thousands and legions of followers is that I'm going to message the lizard man and we're going to make this lizard man thing happen.
It's going
to
happen.
All right. Maybe I want it more than anyone else.
I want it too. I'm curious to.
We should just try to piss him off when he's here. Just right. See if he snaps. Get that one on video because that would be terrifying to watch.
Right. It would be. And this should have been the thing that's not on air.
Yeah. We'll save that for the Patreon page.
Right. The inner workings keep of our show.
Referencing.
Get to hear how we plan shit.
All right, guys. So that's all of the updates we have for you. So now on to the show. We have a very special guest with us. This dude's super funny. I've been hanging out with him a few months. He's been crushing it on the Austin comedy scene. Just everywhere you go, everybody's like, this guy's like the next lizard man. He's gonna be great. Please welcome to the podcast, Mr. Danny Goodwin.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Oh man, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for all the kind words right there.
Absolutely, man. You deserve every single one of those, and don't you forget about
Hell
it.
Yeah.
Right? I pinned all of that in my mind before I came. So you know how the podcast works. You're gonna talk to us, maybe bring something that's on your mind, what you want, anything you want to talk about. And so I already know what you want to talk about. You message me and I'm like, whoa, this is going to be fun to watch AJ. Because every time sports come up on our podcast, we've had it like three or four times. Mm-hmm. It's come up. AJ's not a follower of sports. He's okay with them. Right?
I'm fine with them being
around. But he
around.
Definitely doesn't give a shit about them.
Yeah, I don't follow them or nothing.
So go ahead, tell us what you want to talk about and we'll get into it.
Well, today, this goes out tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay. So today was the NBA trade deadline. And basically at two in the afternoon, that's where teams had to just stop making trades for the rest of the season. So there was like talk of like bigger ones, and like a big one happened earlier this week with DeMarcus Cousins getting moved to the New Orleans Pelicans. And but it was just interesting to see, especially beginning with that trade, just to see, I don't know, kind of all the emotions that unfolded from like the fan base, and then also just like the words that came out of like the front offices and stuff. And it was like, it's anytime this stuff happens, whether it be trades or like signings, you realize like it's just this like harsh reminder that it is a business, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? And sports are so emotional. We get like so caught up in it, and like, I don't know. I couldn't even imagine what it'd be like to like lose a star player like that, or to even receive a star player like that. You know, I mean, I do have like,
what do you think it would be like to lose one?
It'd be, I mean, like it's specifically in the Kings. So DeMarcus Cousins played in the Sacramento Kings. Mm-hmm. And he's probably maybe one of the best players they've ever had.
No, but how would it feel like to lose one?
For sure.
Yeah. Okay.
So I
didn't know.
Right. But for a player like that to leave, I mean, that must be so fucking demoralizing, just because it's like, I mean, it was a terrible trade to begin with. So like they got like just a
few. You
got to
really break it down for AJ, because he has no idea who DeMarcus Cousins is.
Okay. Yeah. DeMarcus Cousins is probably maybe the best like big man in the league.
By big man, he means like a center.
Yeah, he plays down low.
Oh, I thought like he's just really good at his job.
He is.
Oh, but he is.
He's a center, and I would say, some say he's the best center in the league right now.
Like of the tallest players.
Now, what does a center do?
They mostly enforce the paint. They rebounds, block shots, score in the middle.
Okay.
It's close to the basket stuff. Basically.
Yeah, and those are all things he can do very well.
Yeah.
But he's also just like has a reputation of being a huge asshole and hard to work with. He's kind of a crybaby. but he's also that good. So it's like, are you willing to put up with this guy's attitude and his temper tantrums? But he's going to produce on the court, but you don't know if he's going to be kind of poisonous to the locker room. So he has all that. So basically the city, the New Orleans Pelicans took a chance, and of course they would, because they didn't have to really give, they gave up kind of like not much to get him.
Nothing at all, really.
The overall feel of it is Sacramento got gypped in this trade.
Absolutely.
And they did. They gave up kind of like, they pretty much took advantage of what it sounds like an owner who doesn't really know what he's doing.
I think that's more it, because it's not really a desperate situation, because his contract, like, doesn't expire until next year.
So they definitely have him for like another year after this year.
They would have had like another season or two with this guy. And I think like the talk of like moving some of these big players this week, that I think doing that now is like a kind of a leverage move, because if you were to do it 3 months after they can sign to whatever team they want and become like an unrestricted free agent. Sorry, I'm using so many like terms.
Yeah, this is such a serious podcast.
I think I'm following it. Actually, just like the terms that are being used.
Right.
Because it's interesting. Because so basically, Danny's topic is transactions, trades, free agency signings and stuff. And when I told Pat Saroy this, my roommate or our roommate lives in our dining room. You know, so like he puts the room in dining room. So like I told him about this. He was like, "Who's on the show?" I said, "Danny Goodwin." He goes, "What's he talking about?" I was like, NBA trades and free agency stuff. He goes, "Ooh, that's a boring one." He did say that.
Ooh.
And I was like, the pressure is on. Oh, Danny Goodwin.
Damn, I feel like I'm not living up to it.
He said in a joke. Believe me, we've had sports ones, and they always actually go well, I think.
Some of our best ones.
Definitely, I was interested to have him, because obviously me and Goodwin are gelling on this topic. I know what he's talking about.
It happened.
It's interesting to see you follow along with it. So far, are you interested in this? I mean, would you say you care?
Kind of. I mean, you know, I'm trying to make it.
I did just fart to kind of break the tension in the room.
I'm trying to make it accessible to the sports layman here. So, all right, that's why I said, what would it be like to lose one? Now, what would it be like to gain a star player with a team that doesn't have experience with star players?
It'd be awesome.
Here we go.
It'd be great, duh.
Fantastic. But what's interesting about New Orleans? What's interesting about New Orleans is they already have basically the second best big man in the league, or maybe the first, in Anthony Davis.
This guy's tall and he has one eyebrow.
He's got a unibrow.
They call him the brow, and then they call DeMarcus Cousins Boogie, right?
The brown boogie. They're calling him
the brown boogie.
Ice and fire, for whatever reason. I don't know, that
sounds cool.
I like it.
Who's ice and fire?
I still don't know.
We have a Facebook now, so if anyone wants to go on there and suggest a better nickname that they could have, please do.
DeMarcus Cousins.
Or even our Twitter.
Do
it there. Just get on it. Anyways.
So I think what interests like me and
good
all
job
this
plugging
is
the
like,
new Facebook page.
Nicely done.
That's why I invented it.
Cranking up the volume. What are we talking about again?
Nachos?
What was so interesting to me was, did you see the video where it was right out, because the All-Star game was this past weekend and it was in New Orleans.
And that's where all the stars play.
All the stars are there. And
line, if you will.
Absolutely. And there was an interview with DeMarcus Cousins right after the game.
I saw this. I know what you're alluding to.
And they all went up to him, and everyone's like, "All right, just all-star game questions first." And everyone's like screaming. And he's like, "What? Why would there be any other questions?" and his agent or someone whispers in his ear. And he goes, "Really?" Whispers in his ear. He's like, "Oh, all right." I love it here in New Orleans. It's the best city in the world. Like, he just like flipped immediately.
That's the moment he found out he was traded.
Right. And it's just like, seeing that, I'm just like, this is amazing. This guy has to move. This guy just found out he has to move and like works in a new place.
Caught on camera.
Yeah.
He's moving from Sacramento to New Orleans.
That's what's so amazing about it. It's just like,
And he probably had no idea.
No idea. No say in something like that. And then with free agency,
that's like if you work at a McDonald's, okay? Right. And they were like, "Hey man, like you're working at McDonald's in Austin, Texas." And yeah. They're like, "Hey man, might want to McPack your shit up because we just transferred you to McDonald's in North Dakota."
Exactly. Yeah.
Go find a lease to sign there.
Fuck that. I'll just quit and work at Sonic or some shit.
Fucking Bismarck, baby.
But I am damn good at the grill.
It's just out of the blue, though. You're like, wait, what? So am I supposed to finish my schedule this week? What's going on? No, yeah. You leave now. Because, like, he's on a plane, or maybe, he had to go back. And I mean, what
back
do they do?
Stuff up,
like,
I guess.
That's interesting. Like, okay, so he's a multimillionaire.
Yeah.
And then, like, he's in New Orleans already. Mm-hmm. I wonder if at that point it's just like, well, then I'll just stay in New Orleans and send someone to go get all my shit.
Yeah.
But, he has probably a mansion in Sacramento.
Totally. And so, now does he sell that? Like, what does he do there?
Yeah, does he own it? Or is it like a mansion that they just rent?
I don't know, man.
Like, it seems like as an NBA athlete, you would want to probably wait to buy a mansion until after you're retired.
Right. And the thing is, he may not even live in Sacramento. He could just live in, like, his hometown and just go there all the time.
Was he emotional at all when he left Sacramento?
I think he was. He did not like the front office because they weren't really... The Kings were never a good team. He never made the playoffs with that team. And so, like, I think he was relieved to go to, like, a better team, but, like, also there was video of him, like, in Sacramento, like, giving a speech to all these, like, fans, and apparently he was pretty emotional. Yeah. So, that's just the most interesting thing.
Do these guys ever know when they're going to go someplace else?
No.
Sometimes.
I mean, sometimes they do.
Players sometimes demand it. They're like, I'm fucking tired of being in Milwaukee.
Right.
Yeah. And I'd like to be in LA.
And the best players in the league, like LeBron, and I think Carmelo had this, Kobe definitely had this, Dirk I think has, they'll have a no trade clause in their contract,
so they have to okay it.
They have to okay the trade. But that's like five guys.
Yeah.
And so the rest of the league, it to me, it's just interesting to think of, like, players, because we go, oh, they're fucking multimillionaires, what are they so mad about? But they're still, like, workers, employer relationship. Oh,
and they're disciplined workers.
Absolutely.
I mean, look at those bodies. You think they're eating the DiGiorno that I'm eating? I doubt it. Yeah. That takes, like, crazy discipline to say no to, all the DiGiorno things you want to eat and drink. And they probably don't do, a lot of them probably don't do drugs, and they spend hours upon hours in the gym. Like, if I go to the gym, I spend like an hour there. If I'm just feeling crazy, an hour and a half. Right. These guys spend like 5-6 hours, probably twice a day. Yeah,
not one push-up, but
all day. But I was thinking about a Kobe Bryant thing I saw a while back where it was just talking about his work ethic in the gym.
Yeah,
it was just insane.
He would like stay up all night just shooting and shit.
And then like they were saying, like, if they lost the game, they'd get in the plane, fly to a new city, and a car would pick him up at the airport, take him to a gym, and then he just, that's fresh after a loss, fly to a new city, and then just go straight to a court and just be shooting to find his rhythm again.
Damn.
Like, and that's crazy.
That, like, part to
me, I do that too.
Right, yeah, same. But that part is where free agency gets so interesting. So, like, once these players' contracts are up, whether there are unrestricted free agents and restricted free agents. Restricted free agents, it's like complicated. They can pretty much only sign with the team that drafted them. It's more for younger players. But once they get to like a certain point, they'll become unrestricted and they can go anywhere they want. Mm-hmm. And that's where things really get emotional, I think, because it's on the players. I mean, that's why
a city's going to burn your jersey.
Exactly. Man. A city's going to burn your fucking jersey because you're just wanting to work in a better situation. Mm-hmm. Or you're just trying to get more money. And it's like, with the amount of money that some of these players fucking generate, it's like, personally, I say get as much as you can. Yeah,
spend like crazy too.
Right. And it's just like, there's that, but then it's also like, these people aren't, like, these owners aren't even paying for their own fucking stadiums most of the time. Yeah. And they've billions of dollars. It's like, I don't know. I'm totally for a player trying to get more money, even if it means making a team. Or I don't think there should be really like salary caps, I don't think.
Yeah. There isn't in baseball, right?
There isn't in baseball, no.
That's crazy.
And I guess
so they could pay a player as much as they want.
Yeah.
So like $500 billion to this guy because I can.
There are a couple players that make that are on. There are a couple players that are on like $300 million contracts.
Yeah,
which is insane.
I was going to tell you. I remember the first trade that shook me up.
Yeah.
As a child, and maybe you could tell me which emotional trades, like your most emotional. But when I barely got into basketball, it was Jason Kidd's rookie year. I lived in Dallas, and in my neighborhood, everybody watched basketball. Just so happens that was the first year I watched, and the Mavericks always sucked in those years, but he was like that gleam of hope of like, dude, we got a guy who dominates as a point guard, right? So his rookie year I became like obsessed with basketball. It also was around the time Jordan came back,
right.
And so I was just like into it. I was in love with playing the game and like with my friends and stuff, and we collected basketball. I was dunking on people at age of like 13. I was really good. I started watching every season of the Mavericks, like every game, all 82 games. I'd watch every game. And then Jason Kidd was just my favorite player. I had all his jerseys, all his sneakers. I had a bunch of posters. My parents knew I was a fanatic, right?
Yeah.
I was just like watching
this
him
when
play
he was on the
Mavericks the first time around, his rookie
That's
year.
Fucking right. I didn't realize that. Yeah.
He was a different player than he was, of course, later in life. Just
right.
Always this like Mr. Energy. You
yeah.
know? Like, and it was Mr. Triple Double, and all that was just so cool to watch. One day I was alone in my room upstairs watching a Maverick game. They were playing the Golden State Warriors, and Jason Kidd was not playing, and he was just like sitting on the bench, and I was just wearing regular civilian clothes, and they were talking about, yeah, Kidd's not gonna play, he's has an injury or something, and I was like, whatever. And I just like have no idea that Kidd would be on the trade block, because he was such a valuable player of that team. Before you trade Jason Kidd, you trade everyone else on that team. He was like the franchise guy. He's really young, he's already potentially the best point guard in the NBA. So out of nowhere, out of the fucking blue, I'm sitting there, they come back from commercial, when they go during the game, they're just like, the broadcaster's like, we have a blockbuster trade to announce. It just went down. Jason Kidd has been traded to the Phoenix Suns.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck? And then it just showed it went back to the bench, and he was just already out of his chair. It was just like, and like they came and whispered it to, like, you need to get the fuck out of here, you're no longer welcome. He was like, no fucking problem, I hate it in Dallas. And it's like, gone to sunny Phoenix, and I'm just sitting there wearing my dumbass jersey looking like a fucking idiot. And I was just so angry, dude, I started crying. I was just so bummed out, because I was just like, what?
God damn, that's crazy.
It was so painful. And then like I was like, well, what did we get, you know? And then I saw we got Sam Cassell, oh fucking alien headed ass.
He looks weird.
Michael Finley, who was pretty good, but
pretty
he's
good.
No Jason Kidd.
Michael Finley was pretty good.
He became good. He was good. Yeah, he was, but he was no Jason Kidd.
Right.
You need a point guard in basketball, and someone who could, like, they're the quarterback of the team. They call everything, they dictate how everything goes. They're just leaders, and it's so rare to find a good floor general who's just smart and makes the right decisions.
Especially then. Yeah, I mean, like, point guards are pretty
good. There's usually
deep
like
now.
Four or five of them in the league that have it that way. Like, Andre Miller was that way, and very underrated. At that point, I was so miserable, and it was kind of known as a trade in the league that was the Mavericks got fucked in this trade, because even though Michael Finley's good, Sam Cassell has experience, like, Kidd's clearly like a franchise player type dude, and that just devastated me. I think I was depressed as a kid for like 2 years. I couldn't get over it, you know. I remember eventually they traded him because he didn't get along with this player on the team named Jimmy Jackson, because they both were trying to hang out with Tony Braxton one night. That's right. That's where this story's going.
She's like an R&B
Unbreak
singer.
My Heart.
But was that her?
Yeah, that was her.
Okay.
She had a lot of songs. That's the one I know the most. But because I was listening to it a lot after Kidd got traded. But like, they had a dumb fight about it, and then they traded Kidd, and I'm like, trade Jimmy Jackson? What are you doing? And a few months later, they traded everyone. And the whole locker room was in disarray. And that one's, I mean, the beauty of it is, all those years later, he came back and he won a title with the Mavericks.
Yeah,
there
which
you
is
go.
Like closing full circle.
Absolutely, but, yeah.
So, do you have any? And then he got arrested for like domestic abuse in Phoenix, and I stopped being a fan.
I can't.
After that, I stopped.
But then he won some games.
Would have never happened in Dallas. Would have never happened in Dallas. That's what I'm saying. It's that Phoenix water or
it's
whatever
frowned upon there.
Yes. I Yeah, well, I've been jerseys. Like, I lived in L. Like, I was born in L.A. and I lived there for like 6 years. So when I started following basketball, it was when like Kobe and Shaq were doing their thing. Oh. And so I guess Shaq was probably the biggest trade for one of my teams to the Heat. But to me, there was just so much turmoil, and like the way that that ended, it almost just seemed like that was going to happen anyway, you know. And I also wasn't too into basketball then. What really got me into basketball, I'll say this, what really fucking got me into basketball was when the Lakers signed when the Lakers signed Chris Paul and had him for 2 hours.
But that trade got blocked.
And then it got blocked. Yeah. Exactly. And it was a good fucking trade. It wasn't a bad trade.
Yeah.
Like, and I was so fucking pissed when that happened, because I like read on my phone. I was just like dancing, you know, and like, you know, the signs were pointing that they would get Dwight, which they did. And that.
Yeah.
Oof. But like thinking Chris Paul, Dwight Howard, Kobe all on one team. This is going to fucking happen. It's going to be crazy. And then it's like my friend Connor goes, no, they blocked the trade. It didn't happen. We were at a Fuddruckers. I was so fucking upset.
And, what the fuck?
Yeah, exactly. I'm not allowed back there. But no, so that was probably like the one moment where I was just, it really was just a flash. I remember that 2 hour window.
That would be the spoiled Laker fan.
Absolutely.
Like, the trade that pisses me off is a star we didn't
exactly
get. It isn't losing.
Totally.
They get everybody.
It's totally true. And then I grew up in Dallas, so I'm a Cowboys fan. And they've just kind of been mediocre. It's not like there's been, you know, I think like Tony leaving will be kind of sad, but the fact that the future looks so bright there, it's not too sad.
But Tony Romo played for the Cowboys. I always have to turn and look at AJ and be like, let me explain these people we're talking about.
Explain football. No. Like,
he was a quarterback for the Cowboys for some time now, but between when Troy Aikman retired and Tony Romo, there was like over a decade of shitty quarterbacks that he had. So
Drew
he was
Bledsoe.
Like, yeah, he's the first one that's been like just good, you know, but he's like made of glass. He's always getting injured and shit.
Yeah.
So this year he got injured at the beginning of the year, and this rookie comes out of nowhere and he's just amazing.
He comes up like all-star,
and he just doesn't lose games. Yeah. And so like once Tony Romo was healed and ready to go, once he was healed by the good graces and hands of God, even God couldn't get him in the game.
I was like, dude, we gotta let Dak play.
So right? Everybody loves Romo. That's like, you know, where your heart is. But Dak's so good that he took this guy's job pretty much, and now they're just, Romo's probably just gonna get traded to some other team.
Yeah,
which is crazy.
He's not even gonna get traded. He's gonna get dropped. I think he's gonna get released,
and then let him go wherever he wants.
That's the idea. Yeah.
Where do you think he'll go?
Probably, I think Denver.
That's what I've been hearing.
Which would be really interesting.
did you hear about that?
Which would be
that?
Really interesting.
Yeah. The boys are farting in the podcast room.
No, just one guy.
What's the difference with this sports guy's world? You know, crazy thing about Tony Romo is...
Imagine Bob Costas shitting his pants during Sunday Night Football.
Sports, so there's going to be farting.
Yeah, we just have a bowl of nachos here. Talking sports. Just farting.
It would make more sense.
What would we call that podcast?
The Fartcast.
The Fartcast. Right. But we got to have sports in there somewhere, right?
Yeah, I think people would.
Fartcast with Brian Gumbel.
Fartcast and Sports Ball.
Yeah.
Inside Farts.
Inside farts. There we go. Yeah. Wait, fuck.
Fart Ball.
Just Fart Ball. Yeah.
All right, you heard it here first. Danny, do you want to jump in on a new podcast? So this is called Fartball.
All right. So down.
We just talk about current sports and old memories. Shit, we remembered trades that shook us.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the point of all this trade and stuff? Why not just let people go where they want to go? Like, well, why even doing it like the way that they're doing it?
But that's the interesting part of it all. Is it's like people. You know, especially in professional sports, because college is all kinds of fucked up. I'm not really the biggest fan of it.
Me either,
but,
man.
Like, I'll watch. Well,
I didn't go to college, so it's like every time I'm watching a college game, it's just a slap in the face.
For me, the only team I can watch is Texas. Like, I don't give a shit about any other school. It just like
about UCLA.
I had a lot of family that went to UCLA, but that's go. I guess that would be the second one. Mm. But it's funny you said that.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess I said that.
About Notre Dame.
No. Fun fact. Fuck no. You know who Mike Love is?
No.
Yeah. Well, he went to UCLA.
Oh, wait. The Beach Boy?
Yeah.
Mike Love. Well, no. Kevin Love is who I meant to say. Okay. Kevin Love played for UCLA. Now he plays for the Cavaliers. But his uncle is Mike Love, right? Yeah. From the Beach Boys.
There you go.
Man.
That's a good relative to have.
I wonder if he's ever had a good game and ESPN's ever referenced him having good vibrations.
Yeah. My dad went to school with the Loves.
Really? Like
Mike Love worked at...
Did he say they were dicks?
Mike Love seems like a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
I guess Stan Love is Kevin Love's dad.
How different would have those careers been if their last name was Hate?
Hate? Yeah, they wouldn't have
Mike Hate of the Beach Boys.
They wouldn't have made it out of Orange County, I'll tell you that much. But Mike Love was apparently just like a gas station attendant in my uncle's grade or something.
Humble beginnings.
Yeah, and now he's...
still a Beach Boy.
Now he's the only Beach Boy right now. He's the only one that can legally use that
really?
Name. Yeah,
he screwed Brian Wilson out of that?
Yeah, that whole thing is weird to me because it's just like... did you see the movie? Not the yeah, that's
the Beach Boys movie.
Yeah, the one with Paul Dano and John Cusack. It came out like 2 years ago. It was about Brian Wilson specifically.
No,
it's interesting. It's pretty good.
I thought it was gonna suck, so I didn't watch it.
It's not bad, but it's like
the name of this episode is gonna be NBA Transaction / Brian
Beach
Wilson.
Boys.
Yeah, Beach Boys.
But like the whole movie, Mike Love is just like, yeah, can we like make surf music? That's like our name. That's what like we've always done. And then like Brian Wilson's just like in a sandbox just eating LSD like crazy. And he's like, no, we need to do it this way. And just like I feel like I get the frustration on Mike Love's end, even if he was like kind of like a corporate dick.
Yeah.
Sued Brian Wilson.
I saw a documentary long ago that covered Brian Wilson's whole LSD trip period and just the whole fact that he was kind of a diva, but it doesn't sound like he was trying to be a diva. It just sounded like he's fucked up.
Yeah.
Like he has like brain problems, like the fear of flying. So they got a replacement Beach Boy to replace him on the road.
Yeah.
Who eventually just became, I think it was Bruce Johnson. Is that his name?
Al Jardine, maybe?
No, it wasn't Al, but I think it was Bruce something.
That sounds right.
Yeah, he replaced him. Then next thing you know, he's just writing songs for the band and in there.
I'm
that guy must be so happy, Brian Wilson. Kind of a puss, you know? Like, but I saw this great... we're getting so off track of what we are. But we derail all the time. It's kind of what we do. You were telling me the fucking Laker trade, right? The Chris Paul thing that didn't go down?
Yeah.
Like, are you a fan of Chris Paul still, currently? And
I guess. I mean, like, I don't really fuck with the Clippers at all.
Like, that's a player who did demand a trade, right? Chris Paul? Like, he wanted out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I'll tell you, another one that pissed me off was... speaking of the Clippers, they have this center who's amazing, DeAndre Jordan.
Oh, shit. He's that pissed me off, too.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm like kind of a Mavs fan, too.
A couple years ago, I was just like so excited because DeAndre Jordan became a free agent. And I used to fantasize thinking it'd be so crazy if my Dallas Mavericks somehow scored DeAndre Jordan.
Yeah.
Because this guy's like, if you see him, he looks like a tall fucking monster.
Yeah, just, he's perfect.
Long arms, just dunks on people. And he just looks so just like... his body's just so insane. And so like one day it said the Mavericks have got him. They confirmed him. He was going to sign as a free agent. He was tired of playing with the Clippers. He was getting into it with Chris Paul.
That was the Mark Cuban fucking day.
It was crazy, dude. Mark Cuban got his commitment, right? But they still had a few days till he could legally sign with the team, but we got his commitment.
Yeah, it was a verbal commitment.
Yeah, so because there's like a little grace period. Mm-hmm. They're allowed to talk, but they can't sign papers till like a certain deadline. And then the Clippers, the team that he's leaving, they want to keep him. So the coach and a few players go to his house, lock the doors. They get him to turn off his phone. They are blocking him from the media, and they're trying to convince him to stay in L.A. Like, kind of just brainwashing him or beating him into submission.
Maybe, but that
guilt-tripping him.
That whole thing made me realize, like, he
Probably didn't really want to leave.
Exactly. He probably just changed his mind.
But he was already going to leave.
Yeah.
All he needed was like kind of a big baby.
Yeah.
Needed to feel loved.
Yeah.
And so they showed up to say, hey, you know, we're not mad at you. I mean, I wasn't there or nothing. Yeah. But like, that's what it seems to be what happened.
Totally. Yeah. That was what the reading was.
On the off chance of him listening to this and punching a hole through my chest, man, fuck that guy. Like, seriously. No one does that. It's so rare that anybody very gives rare. Their commitment and then just reneges on their offer. Like,
especially someone that big.
Yeah, like, and so players for the Mavericks were trying to contact him at that point. The coach was Mark Cuban was reaching out to him, and it became such a crazy thing on Twitter. Like, players were like tweeting emojis of like cars and planes and stuff. Like, they're on their way over there to try to get him. And then they waited till that final minute of the countdown, and they had him in the house, signed that he was staying with the Clippers.
It
pissed
circus.
Off everyone.
Oh yeah,
else. Yeah.
Wow.
That was terrible.
You do not do care it. About this.
Well, okay, here's
be
the
thing.
Be
honest about it. Remember, that's the freedoms we hold.
All right, I'm from New Mexico, and we have no major league sports teams.
Yeah.
So it's just like, I mean, none of this really affects us. We just
that's interesting, though. So who does, like, are you from Albuquerque? Like, what part of
New Mexico? No, I'm from Silver City. It's a southern state. So, like, it's not a southern. It's from the southern part of the state.
Okay, yeah.
So it's like people are usually, like, If they
is it in that little alcove?
It is.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So it's like if
that's
people like
word
pledge elite, but I know
is
what
in that little
about.
Nook and cranny at the bottom.
New Mexico alcoves. That sounds like it could have been a team.
Dang.
Oh, that would have been good.
Why don't y'all have any teams of any?
Nobody wants to live in New Mexico. I think is what
fair
it is.
Point. Wait, so sorry, I cut you off. So what teams do they follow? Again?
All right. So if people decide to do that, pledge their allegiance, usually the Dallas Cowboys. Mm-hmm. Or like the Denver Broncos.
Cardinals, maybe?
Very rarely. We don't really like Arizona.
Oh, okay.
I was going to say Diamondbacks.
Still, no. With baseball, it'll be like the Rangers. Or the Rockies. Actually, we just like Texas and
Colorado.
I know you don't follow sports, but as a kind of just a guy who don't follow, has there ever been a trade so big that even you have heard of it that you could actually remember it going down?
Yes. What's his face? Fucking LeBron James. Like, when he went to go like play with the Miami Heat. Yeah. I remember hearing about that because that was a big deal to a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And I was like, all right.
And then when he did you hear about him like coming back to Cleveland? That was 2 years ago. And then the Miami
I did hear about that, but only because at that point I lived with Chris. So he likes basketball.
Gotcha. Yeah. I try to show him things.
Yeah.
What'd you think about that? didn't care.
What are your thoughts?
I don't know. It's so interesting to me that these like, and Kevin Durant like kind of illuminated this in a lot of ways. And it's just like how fucking angry everyone was. I was angry. I mean, I loved seeing Durant and Westbrook play together. And then like, you know, the more weeks that went by, like even before the season, I was just kind of like, well, it's like a, you know, this is a dude that like, saw a better situation. It's San Francisco versus Oklahoma City. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, or Oakland, but just like
we'll
the Bay
say on
area.
That. Like, yeah, he did see a better situation. Like, obviously, Golden State's a better team than Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that Oklahoma was so far away from winning a title that
he
couldn't
really
make
wasn't.
It work.
And that's
Golden State's just a better opportunity.
Right. They were a win away from beating that team anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. They took them to seven games, right? And so Kevin Durant's one of the best players, top five in the league, easily, but goes to a team that
with the best record ever.
Yeah, just won the it's insane that they were able to even have him.
Yeah.
That they could afford that they could make the moves. Players on Golden State take less money so that they could play with each other.
And the cap raising this past summer was a big deal too.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
So just like the amount of like TV revenue that they get gives teams a little more flexibility.
Now, currently, like you just said, like a lot of trades just went down. What are some trades that didn't go down that you were hoping for?
And that's another thing that's crazy that we all like root for like certain things happen, even if they don't affect our like fan base. There's just like, as I said earlier,
I'm gonna see
the dopamine rush that you get when you see a tweet and it's like, oh, this fucking guy went here, you know, like. And so the big one to me was Paul George or Jimmy Butler, but more specifically Paul George to the Celtics, who are, I guess they might be first or second right now. Probably
Celtics.
Second. Yeah, I think they're second, and or maybe the Raptors, but they're definitely top three, and they don't really. They have Isaiah Thomas, who's real fucking good, but if they had added Paul George, I mean, that would have been a championship team right there.
You think so?
I think so.
I feel like nobody will be able to get past Golden State, even with that trade.
Yeah, I mean, the big question for the East, obviously, is like, can anyone get past LeBron, even if they've shown like.
I saw that Kyle Korver's on Cleveland now.
Yeah.
How did he get on the Cleveland?
I have no
idea. Did that even happen?
It was a trade from a couple weeks ago.
And
like one first rounder or something.
Because I've been kind of zoning out this season.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I don't really have a dog in this fight, so I'm just going to wait for the playoffs.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
You know, but like, does Iman Shumpert even play for Cleveland anymore?
Yes. And he was in talks to be traded today, but it never happened.
Okay. Well, AJ, you look like you are zoning out every time we get into it.
There's a lot of names I don't know how to reference, so it's just like, hey, look, if you listen to our show and you love basketball, this is going to be a great episode for you.
So I guess we'll bring it back to the title.
All right.
Why should you care? Because we care.
Oh, but wait.
You got to care. What's keeping you from caring?
Yeah, AJ's just not. We talked about this. AJ's just not a sports guy, but he always says, I could appreciate it.
Yeah.
But, you know, but so what don't you like about sports?
Yeah, what's keeping you from
being, annoys you
like,
about it so much?
In love
it,
with
it just
sports.
Doesn't like really interest me like at all. Like I watch it and it's fine. I'm like, look at those athletes like performing to the
right,
best
you observe
of their ability.
It. I know that, but yeah, why do you hate it so much?
I don't hate it. It just is what it is. Like it's fine. Yeah, right. There's like
Had to pick a sport you'd have to watch, what would it be?
Probably basketball, because it's just it moves faster. There's
now,
like
if you had to watch basketball or wrestling, which one would you watch?
That's a harder one. At least wrestling tries to throw in a story, no matter how convoluted.
There's some stories.
Oh, there's stories.
Oh, there's drama, baby.
Oh, there's drama big time. All this stuff, all this free agency stuff is drama. I'll say this. The reason I like sports in just its most, in the simplest form, is it's objective.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, it's all based on merit. You know what I mean? It's numbers.
Yeah.
So it's like whoever's putting up the best numbers.
Asshole or not,
whatever story they have, they're the best player. You know what I mean?
Have you ever heard
somebody goes for Tom Brady? He's a Trump supporter.
Yeah, he's a fucking dick.
I really don't want to know that.
Right.
I just want to know that he's a good football player.
But it's not even that. I think like all of it together is great. You know what I mean? Like, but it's something that everyone can, as long as you're into sports, regardless of politics or regardless of how you feel about someone's character or not, you can't argue how good he was in that game.
Yeah,
you can't argue insane. How good LeBron was in that game. So like people get into like, you know,
well, I mean, they definitely deflated the balls at halftime and the NFL's rigged.
For sure.
So
I can't
argue.
That's what I didn't understand about that though. Okay, so like if he deflates a ball, wouldn't that be beneficial to both teams?
That's what I would think, but I really don't know. Apparently a lot of players do it. So and that whole thing was kind of the commissioner flexing his nuts in my mind. I mean, like a judge basically ruled that the
judge got
so they like
millions of dollars on the line. AJ,
they kept
why this makes no
because
he was suspended
on football,
well like, that but he was also Tom Brady was suspended 4 games, so that's 4 games without pay, right?
Yeah,
and so
it's gonna hurt him
for sure. And it's like, but they appealed that suspension to like the courts, and then eventually the judge just decided, Goodell can basically just do whatever he wants. That was the ruling. It's like, it doesn't matter if it's a dumb rule. It doesn't matter if it's like, so what makes that important is it's like, okay, well, what if an issue of sexual assault comes up? Or then it's like, so he can literally just decide, that guy's only getting 1 game.
Because Ray Lewis knocked out that girl in the elevator in that video.
Ray Rice.
Ray Lewis is a boxer. Oh, Ray Lewis killed a guy. That's right.
Allegedly.
And I'm thinking of Lennox Lewis now. But like,
I don't know if Lennox Lewis did anything.
Yeah,
I'm thinking of Jerry Lewis.
He's a good guy. He seems like a pretty cool dude.
No, he's cool. We had him on the show last week.
That's on the Patreon page. But when that video came out of him hitting that girl, Roger Goodell suspended him only like a few games, yeah. right? And it was like, wait a minute, that's yeah. so terrible.
Exactly.
And it, yeah, it was just such a nightmare for the NFL. That was like three, four right. seasons ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
I remember that like Super Bowl where the commercials were just trying to like guilt trip guys. And,
don't
like,
hit kids. Yeah, don't like, hit women. Yeah. Drink a Pepsi.
Yeah. we're going to talk about it from now on. We're not going to stay quiet.
Right. Yeah. That's another whole can of worms is like what... place does sports have in terms of, because like Charles Barkley said, I'm not a role model, and he's right. He's not technically a role model, but
they are,
like,
whether they want to or
exactly.
not, because when you see somebody exactly. doing just crazy things like just
kids look
dunking
up to that.
And
yeah.
scoring so many points a game and just being consistent and being yeah. so awesome, they're gonna be looked up to whether they like it or not,
right?
And it sucks. It's like, so I should still be able to smoke weed and hit girls and you know, not take any flack for that. And then like, they're like, no, you are gonna take it. Yeah. Like, that's I mentioned.
Those are two separate.
I mentioned.
I think
boy,
they should all be smoking.
My boy J Kid, right? I'm like a huge fan.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
a basketball genius.
Right.
Like the way his mind works. But even when I was in school, karate school, at the time when I heard about just unrelated, fucking when I was just there and
karate
someone told me
school?
About. Yeah, we'll do that on another episode. But like, we're running low on time. Like, I remember hearing about him assaulting his wife
yeah.
and going to jail, and I was like, Jason did that, you know, like I felt like I knew the guy.
Yeah,
I was just like, no, not the Jason I know.
Same with Kobe. That was
Kobe
same with
Bryant
me with Kobe.
Cheated on his wife.
Oh yeah.
Did he hit somebody too?
Oh no, he like, I mean, like
something the
did
matter with Kobe.
Something the matter with Kobe.
Yeah, just that whole thing was.
It's such a bummer. And even when Kid came back all those years later, played for Dallas, I went to games. I was so happy, and I'm like, look at this old man playing and
yeah.
just still hanging in there for a ring. But in the back of my head, I was just like, why did he hit that girl?
Yeah,
what a piece
totally.
Of shit.
Kobe
on a personal level, fuck him. But
right. yeah. when that
player,
case came
good
up
God.
That's how I learned about the word rape.
Kobe,
I learned
right.
that from
yeah
Kobe
you're
Bryant.
You're like super young, so when that went down
I was like 8, 9,
and that
like
was
that.
Your first experience.
Yeah, and I see this news, and this guy's like a fucking role. He was a role model to me. It was
yeah.
like a hero.
That was
mine.
When he was number 8, right?
Exactly.
You know why he changed the number 8?
Because
sounds too much like the word rape.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like, yeah, you want to just
24.
Stay away from that.
We're going to go with 24 on this one.
I'm going to cut my hair and change my number.
Yeah,
not a rapist anymore, guys. 24
yeah.
is
the only
not
thing
a rapist.
I rape is baskets
eight.
When I'm dunking them.
That's number 8. All right.
Yeah.
That's that.
You can
guy.
Only
two
that,
different.
You can only
yeah.
rhyme
say
24
about,
with
Jordan?
Score some more.
Yeah, and other things. Door, floor.
Yeah, all
bore.
That stuff.
You don't have a
I'm thinking that that's his thinking at the time.
Well, man, with that one down, I thought that was going to kill his career. But like, if you're good, people will seemingly except the Lewis guy, because he never got back in the NFL. But
no, oh, Ray Rice,
yeah, Ray Rice,
because yeah. Ray Lewis played like 15 more years
except that guy Huey Lewis. When he hit his wife, he never played for the Baltimore Ravens again.
Yeah.
It's
never
been
heard.
Fart ball, you guys.
But it's just it's just crazy to think about sports like place. In,
there's drama
in yeah totally
the yin yang
yeah
well, like in like anything movies books sports
it's not like anything though because
they're real people that are making those things
totally
yeah
totally.
But like sports are kind of like think about it like and again I want to let our listeners know, I'm not in the NBA I know that but
that was a common misconception for a long time.
There's like 29 teams right
yeah
in the NBA, so 12 people on a team. So you're basically, it's like summer camp, I think. You just see the same people all the time throughout the year. So all these players just know each other. So
yeah.
it's like they're high school.
Right.
And there's just so much drama. Like when Kevin Durant left the Thunder last year, just Oklahoma was the only team he'd ever play for. They loved the dude. He leaves. The guy he leaves behind, Russell Westbrook, is one of the most passionate, psychotic, amazing
yeah.
players
yeah.
ever. Huge tempers, but temper tantrums, but man, he's so good. And like they played a game about a month ago, and even there was a timeout, they're both like going back to their
yeah.
benches, and they're just like talking shit to
yeah.
each other, and the cameras are catching it. They're like, whoa. And the media is just milking it, because the media is
totally.
Pushing it in a way of like, these guys might fist fight.
Right.
Jesus.
So they had the All-Star game this weekend, and they both played for the same team,
right,
the West.
They're like lobbing to each other
and
shit.
The whole drama following that whole weekend was like, oh my God, they're going to fight.
Right.
They had to sit apart for each other during the photo shoot.
Yeah, I
thought there was going to be a fight at one point. And then there was a moment where during the game, Kevin Durant throws a lob to Russell Westbrook and he threw him an alley-oop just like old times.
Yeah.
And he dunked it. And apparently they're cool now.
Yeah. That,
that's so corny, that right?
Changed everything.
He was like, oh yeah, man, you're good at the alley-oops.
That is, I don't know. It's just that that's what's so interesting about it is because like, although it does come down to numbers and stuff, there's just like everyone's so invested in it in a way, like more so than just like any other, I don't know if art form is the right word, but you see what these guys do and it kind of is a fucking art form.
Cause it's a little bit. If it wasn't for trades and free agent signings, things would be just a lot more blander for sure.
Oh, for sure.
But just anything getting shaken up is always fun.
Totally. And, it
and
just
with sports,
like,
it's like grown men, millionaires, strategery.
Really, and, everyone in the, everyone today is just like updating Reddit and Twitter just to get like, just to figure out like what was going on with these trades.
I mean, I kind of know what you're saying because it's like, I like watching movies. So like I read websites where they like talk about who's going to direct something or who's going to be in something. And you're just like, well, knowing what I know about these people, like that might be interesting.
Yeah, no, totally. Like it's about fits and stuff like that. Mm. And, you know, especially
and it
when
never is
right. for sure. Yeah. But like, it is interesting to look at like the big trade from this week being DeMarcus Cousins and, and going like, you know, on paper, that sounds great. On paper, you know, Batman versus Superman sounds badass. But,
right.
Oof, you know?
It wasn't.
I thought that movie was badass.
Oh, you liked it?
Well, I saw it recently, and I wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be, okay, but it took me 3 days to watch it.
Yeah. I've done that before.
I was protecting myself.
I remember we watched it. Yeah, we're just like,
I did think it was much better than Man of Steel.
I thought Man of Steel was fucking boring.
I hated Man of Steel.
The fight scene at the end was alright.
Yeah, but it was just too like bloated, the whole thing.
Yeah.
Batman vs Superman was better than Man of Steel.
I think like the thing those movies forget is you're supposed to.
Dude, Logan's supposed
March 3rd,
to be real.
I have an Alamo Draft House ticket.
Hell yeah!
Do you have an Alamo Draft? I mean, you could just pay your way to.
Yeah, I could do that. I want to check it out. Maybe
that's
at
the same
the museum, the IMAX museum.
Yeah,
because they always show movies there, and that's the coolest place.
This movie looks boring.
Logan
looks bad.
Boring.
Logan looks badass.
That movie looks incredible.
Yeah.
History's going to prove you guys wrong.
Yeah.
History's going to prove you guys wrong.
All right. Well, guys, clearly we're going to talk about Logan now, and let's go ahead and shift it. I mean, I love the...
For those who subscribe to our Patreon page, you get to hear all about how we talk about Logan.
You can get Fartcast, and you can get Fartball and the Logan pod on the Patreon. We
definitely are going to start Fartball, so we just ate a lot of beans before.
Yeah, and a lot of DiGiorno.
Let's talk about sports. Just give me a coffee right quick. All right, Danny, we want to thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Absolutely,
man.
It was
fun to have you on. Mm-hmm. We'll definitely have to have you on again. You could catch Danny all around Austin, Texas, and I'm sure he'll be going more widespread soon. Super funny,
hope
dude.
Yeah, hope so.
Follow him on Twitter at Goodwin Mad City. That's Mad with two A's.
Yeah,
Goodwin Mad City on Twitter. If you're in Austin and you want to check some of his stand-up out, some more notable shows, catch him doing Punch this Tuesday, the 28th. Punch is the best stand-up show in town. Mm-hmm. Every comic here wants to do it, and Danny's going to be making his debut on there. I'm sure he's going to kill it.
Excited.
But I'm not promising anything at the same time.
Yeah.
I never know.
Yeah, for sure.
I've seen some crazy things. And then you catch, he hosts a weekly show called Chortle Portal. It's at the Taos Co-op. It's usually every Saturday from 7 to 9. He co-hosted with Andrew Clarkston. Mm-hmm. It's a really fun show. And then March 10th, he'll be performing at Volstead and Hotel Vegas. I'll be on that show. It's the Do 512's 8th Annual Interactive Party. It's going down during South by Southwest.
Hell yeah.
We're each getting like $25 a pop, so we'll probably go have a drink or two.
For sure.
After the show, if you want to come kick it with us. Before we go...
Quick plug?
Go ahead. Yeah.
Quick plug. Gross Lonely Boys podcast.
That's right. He has
Witch Chris is about to be be on in I guess the next few weeks.
That's right. I was on it. Had a ton of fun. We're on the all on Body Tape International.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely family. Check them out. We're like a little family now. And AJ, before we go, from a scale of 0 to 10, 0, you don't give a shit. 10, you give a lot of shit. You care. What do you give it?
All right, I'm about to say what how much I care about it, but please, we have a Facebook up now. Join that, like it, throw on some suggestions. I will respond to it. So if you have questions or anything, please do that. But how much do I care? I'm gonna give it a 4.
Hey, that's more than I thought you would.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. That's not bad.
All right.
Guys, I'll be, before, I got to get my plugs in. No one's, you know,
get
I don't
your,
think
get your plugs in.
I don't
do
think
it.
Anybody's going to follow this, but, you know, I.
They might.
I'll be, next show I even got is the 3rd. I'll be performing Chris Castle's In the Treehouse show.
Mm-hmm.
And that usually pays a good $20. I always try to mention how much capital I make per show. and also, the 13th will be Tom. Thomas Jefferson's birthday, so you can catch me hanging out at my house celebrating that.
Get him a present.
Follow us on Twitter at WSWC Podcast. You could be lucky number follower 63. We'll stop taking followers at 69, of course, so there's only room for a few more.
63 doesn't get anything, but yeah. Please do it anyway.
From 0 to 10, I give this a 10 because I love sports, and hell, I totally understand where Goodwin's coming from. It's a fascinating thing to sit back and watch. Even, you know, like, I think my basketball days are behind me because I tweaked my knee a few years ago.
Yeah.
And I do not want to tweak it again. No. It was the worst. But it's good to know, to grow as an old fat man, that I could sit back and watch sports till I die.
Good night, everyone. Yeah,
with that, good night, everyone.
Peace.
Why should we care?